All I'm saying is, it ain't safe for living around here no more.
You're scaring my fish.
It was a time, of course, when living in these mountains meant life or rally. A fish in the creek, plenty of game in the woods, women. Well, there were women.
Hush now, you're putting the fish off my bait.
But I'm just saying what I'm saying. That these here events been transpiring, I severely curtailing my lifestyle. You read this here?
You wouldn't read one of them tabloids with me, you paid me.
Now I do it. Man, they've been known to engage in hyperbole now and again, but look at the weight of them. The sheer number of stories they got in this here. What do you think, Jethro?
Well, I was in Manatee at the time, it was out 25, and I was just a good old above 500 down the outside, going to the store down the hall. And I didn't survive, I was going to read none, but I did find some of the pictures that come through. And I just found some of them commands to be for me, if you ask them, my opinion.
Well, there you go.
Well.
Well, what?
Well, you made it painfully clear that we ain't going to get a lick of fishing in until you have your say. So why don't you just say whatever it is and finish up?
I'm just saying you can't pick up a copy of one of these here without reading about some folks from the holler or people like them.
So?
So we being picked on, that's so.
We ain't being picked on, Jim.
Why is it these UFOs and Loch Ness Monsters and Bigfoot and such don't pick on some city folks sometimes? They always coming up here.
None of it happens. It's mostly city folk who's fool enough to buy them magazines, so they want to read stories about folks where they ain't. Y'all might have told my grandma used to tell me about this thing. We could be going spot. He won New York City one time, and he took the five good moments, leave the grandma's five and food, but I get all heavy, get the guy. And he used to come on fine, and you did you say, no one knows what you did, what he was talking about most of the time. He taught all fine, but the next person, you know, those city folks.
Yeah. That don't seem fair, that's all.
What don't seem fair?
We being picked on.
We ain't being picked on.
We is too.
We ain't. Now mind your line.
I got $20 because we being picked on.
Well, all the ridiculous. You wagering me?
You yellow?
No, I ain't yellow, but how you gonna make a wager like that?
He's yellow, Jethro.
Well, I've been thinking of driving on the phone to me. I am not. But I'd like to see how you're going to mark the course.
Well, if I can prove that folks in the hall are being picked on, you owe me $20.
Oh, you fool.
Might as well hand over that 20 right now.
All right, you're so smart. Prove it.
Prove what?
Prove folks in the hall are being picked on. Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Well, it says right here on page 15.
Not with them blame fool newspapers. Hard evidence.
Got a picture of a UFO right here.
Deb. They also got pictures of Osama bin Laden carrying on with Vegas showgirls.
Well, how do you know he ain't?
Prove it or shut up and let me fish. Uh-huh. As I suspected.
That don't prove nothing.
Fish.
Don't prove nothing.
You got my little gun catcher, my little cotton trap, me with a big old Star Trek coming down. But, hey, we can never go be, hey, I didn't know what we were going to do.
Done been abducted.
I don't believe it.
Jethro done been abducted right before our eyes.
I do not believe it.
Damn, you owe me $20.
Just shut up and fish.
I said beat all. John said right here that no one's getting abducted, and what happened?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? You saw him taken up right before your eyes.
I didn't see nothing, and neither did you.
But Cletus...
Can you prove it?
What?
Can you prove this all's happening?
But you seen it with your own eyes.
I'm going back to fishing.
Well, of all the bull-headed old goats I've known in my time, you've got to be the worst.
Just fish.
Serve you right if one of them flying saucers come down and took you up, too.
That ain't gonna happen, and you... Well, fish.
It'd serve you right. Cletus?
Don't bother me none, I'm fishing.
Cletus, you gotta look over yonder. There's one of them Bigfoots coming out of the trees.
I ain't gonna believe it.
Cletus, he's right there.
You fool, you believe everything you see.
But Cletus, he's right.
No, sir, ain't gonna. This ain't happening, cause it's my. Now you come in. You, Mama raised me better than to. Jeb, help me, Jeb. I believe he has romantic intentions, Jeb. Oh, you gotta help your old friend, please, there, Jeb. I don't know what to do.
Well, I guess the shoe's on the other foot now, ain't it, Cletus? Ain't it, Cletus? But you wouldn't believe old Jeb, would you? No, sir, Jeb's just a backwoods hick, don't know nothing. No, we folks ain't being persecuted. We ain't getting carried off by UFOs and forced into unnatural relations with your bipedal hominids. No. Oh, Jeb, he's just a big old moron, ain't he, Cletus? Ain't he? Well, alone at last. Yes. It's just me and my triumph. Yes. What the?
Gemini.
I didn't do nothing!
Be with you, Gemini. Whatever is the last message from the Lord your God, you shall go forth and be his voice in his wickedness in the world. Tell it all who will listen. Repent! Prepare! For the Lord is coming! The Lord is coming soon! Go, Gemini! Go now and spread the word of the Creator of the universe!
Angel. Oh, shit! Cletus, you want to trade off that Bigfoot? I got a trade for you, Cletus. What do you say about a trade? Cletus, get back here and quit hogging that Bigfoot. Cletus, have a heart. I got to talk to you about something. I got a trade for you. Cletus, please come on, man. You're hogging the Bigfoot, Cletus.
Copyright 2003 by Jeffrey Adams.